All right, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only who's been playing music at Holden Village for like 75 years, Rolf Vegdahl.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. So you guys got to, hello there? Okay, so you got to witness the world's Cracker Jack roadie crew in the Two Jonas that set this thing up now in what, about 10 minutes, so thanks for your patience. So I was thinking about a concert, and I started thinking, what would be a really scintillating subject? And so I thought about this guy that spent, like, most of 30 years as a church musician. I mean, now that's an exciting story. And he lived on a cul-de-sac for a good number of years. And I really haven't done a concert like this, I don't think ever, that was mostly focused on me, on my songs. So we're going to do mostly my songs tonight, and it's going to take you into my 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. A scary journey. It brought me here today. So let's have Ellie and Milena and Marta come up and help with this first one. So there's a sing-along part in this, but first I have to tell a story. There was once a nuclear submarine that they were looking for a name for, and they called it, oh yeah, I guess I need a notebook. There it is. And you know, they call these vessels after cities and states, and they decided they wanted to call this one the Corpus Christi. And of course, that's the Latin for body of Christ. So to take a nuclear submarine, probably one of the most powerful killing machines ever in existence, and name it the body of Christ, offended a few people. And so they wrote letters and marched and did things, and they finally just relented and called the ship the city of Corpus Christi. So everything's okay now. And but I started thinking about about the contradictions that I live being complicit in that and so many other ways. And so here's a song that I wrote in my 30s called Everybody. And these three young women have been, it's been inflicted on them since they were babies. So they know it better than me. So I'm going to let them really do the bulk of it. Your part goes, try that. It's hard. Ooh. Ooh. You can spell it any way you want. Ooh. You can put harmonies on it too. The sacred, the obscene, like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Everybody's pitching about a head cold, and everybody's eating ice. Everybody's chasing the American dream. Everybody's scared about it.
contradictions, the sacred, the obscene, like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarine. The sacred, the obscene, like mixing oil with water, like mixing Jesus with submarines. Ooh. Ooh. Last chance. So that's Melina, and she was born while she and her parents, Dane and Jeannie, who you will hear from later, were living with, we were all living together. So I've known her since day one, and then the other two I've known since day zero. Marta and Ellie, who are Ellie's, well, those are daughters of mine. So, Wendell is going to help me with this song. Stand here if you'd like.
I'll slide it this way.
So I lived in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a while on Cedar Avenue, right near the corner of Cedar and Riverside, in a funky apartment, a one-room apartment with the bathroom and kitchen down the hall for $85 a month. Called the Holzerman Building, above the West Bank Co-op, if any of you know that, if it's even still there. But this would have been in my 20s. And behind the apartment, there was a parking lot, and it was raining one day, and this is a song of love and longing, like only a 20-something-year-old can write. I can still sing it, though. I want to thank Wendell for violizing it. And to Ben for loading the viola. Wet pavement below me, rain clouds above. Tonight I know you're the one I love. The one I love. Thank you. nothing's the same. I still wonder if you hear me calling. So, let's see. I had a clever way to introduce this song, but it's gone by the wayside. You know, I'm at this stage, like, I've got Medicare, right? Medicare for some. And but you pay, like, thousands of dollars a year to have that, and then you pay thousands more to have supplements. And I just, you know, it's the United States of America, the only country where, the only... I don't know the right word for it, country of our sort, that that lacks, you know, decent social safety net. And, well, there was a guy in the 50s named Joe McCarthy that got everybody nervous, and we've still been nervous about him ever since. I mean, people are just still just fearful to be called socialists or communists or, you know, it's just crazy. So here's this guy. I'm going to need to see that.
Oh, we can move it.
Are you going to remember enough? You can be. Let's move that mic back on. Anyway, so I had this idea about the ghost of Joe McCarthy for years. And finally, when I was living up here in 2008, I was in the registrar, and I wrote this song mostly in the registrar's office on Holden's dime. So now, finally, I'm paying you back. I better put spectacles on. Anyway... yeah. So you, this is the clever introduction. You're hearing it right now. So there was a bridge that collapsed in Minneapolis. There were dikes that just were, you know, in New Orleans, and so, you know, we've really just neglected so much of what we need. So this is it. There you go. Now the fabric's wearing thin, and fear is in the air. The dike is giving in, the bridge in disrepair. The children in the cities are groaning in despair. The ghost of Joe McCarthy doesn't care. Now the Reds are not the threat that they once might have been. Still, socialism spoken is treated like a sin. And the free hand of the market is about to do us in. Joe is in the shadows with a grin. Joe McCarthy's in the shadows with a grin. When it's a choice between a mortgage and another kid in school, or going to the doctor and a decent pair of shoes, Joe is on the sidelines, taking us for fools, but somehow we're still playing by his rules. Thank you. that old Cold War is over, but to him it's still the same. He's sitting in the Union Hall and he's writing down your name. He's jacking up your premium, denying you your claim. The ghost of Joe McCarthy is to blame. The ghost of Joe McCarthy is to blame. He's not just in Caracas, Havana, and Peru. He's sitting in the clinic, hanging around your local school. He's tipsy in a tavern on Pennsylvania Avenue. The ghost of Joe McCarthy lives near you. Now, after more than 50 years, you'd think that Joe'd be dead and gone, that we'd have learned a thing or two, that we'd have put him in the ground. Things have crumbled at the Kremlin, but now here they're tumbling down. The ghost of Joe McCarthy's still around. The ghost of Joe McCarthy's still around. Had all these words memorized, but you know, at this stage of life, so I don't write that many songs. You know, I call myself a songwriter, but the key, if you write a song every now and then, to kind of collecting a bunch of moves, is just to get old. So, you know, that's where I've succeeded. So this song, it was due on my 20th wedding anniversary, and I got it ready about somewhere around the 25th. And it's just I can't say enough about my dear Karen, wherever she is. She will not wave her hand in the air. I know that. You know her, right? Okay. But really, you know, when you write a song, a love song, you think it's about the person, but it's really about you. So you just, you know, it's. So here we go. Long ago when I first saw you, I was lost along the way. But it really didn't matter. I thought I'd figure it out someday. Now these many years later, I know less than I did then. All I really know now is that I love you till the end. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, don't know which way they'll blow. You're all I know. When our girls were little babies, I knew just what I should do. Feed them when they're hungry and hold them when they're blue. Now it's getting complicated, not as simple as before. I don't know much about being a daddy, but I'm still knocking at your door. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, through the highs and through the lows. You're all I know. I know you're strong, I know you're tender. Oh, let's try that verse. It goes, I know your coffee in the morning, I know your feet are cold at night, I know that you're afraid of lightning, I know that you're my favorite sight. I know you're strong, I know you're tender. I know I don't know you that well. But of tales of true lovers, you're the story I will tell. You're all I know, you're all I know. Winds keep blowing to and fro, don't know which way they'll blow. You're all I know, you're all I know, you're all I know. The river ebbs, the river flows, where you're going I will go. You're all I know. Dane was once a dentist, and he gave me this contraption. So these are my friends, Jeannie and Dane. Yeah, that can move away, yeah. And we were in a band for a long time called Jeannie and the Concubines. Dane and I actually were children together, 18 at St. Olaf College, in the same corridor. And we sort of serendipitously ended up back at Holden at different times and then landed in Chelan. And it's just been, to be honest, one of the hardest things about moving away from Chelan is moving away from these folks.
I think Rolf has talked enough. I need to say a couple things.
Yeah, I think I have the wrong harmonica.
Good. We've known each other nigh on 50 years, and he's followed me around a lot. We went to St. Olaf together, and we were in a band together at St. Olaf, and then I moved to Minneapolis, and he showed up, and we painted houses together. And then I moved out here, and Mike Schramm and I were remodeling the B&B, and at the end of that project, lo and behold, Ralph shows up with a young lady, Mary Morgan, and his wife, and then we came back here and lived with him, and having been in Montana for a while. And anyway, he just seems to show up. So what I'm wondering is, where are you moving to now?
Port Townsend.
Port Townsend. When he gets to Port Townsend, what's he going to do without me?
Good question.
It is. It's a really good question. No, I feel eternally blessed to have Rolf in my life. Not only because of who he is, but because of the people that he that gravitate toward him. He has a great family and numerous friends, and I like them all. So thank you very much.
There's a couple you don't like so much. So this is a song written by one of those friends we both like. Actually written by he and me. They lived next door to us, and we had small children. And so Mark Olson and I wrote this song.
And that was at Community Days when we had 10 around the table.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's called This Little Piggy. So it would have been in my 30s, right? Okay. Just to keep you abreast of the age, right? I was once that age. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed home. This little piggy had a roast beef sandwich, and this little piggy got the bone. This little piggy just cried wee 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 all the way home. This little piggy cried wee 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 all the way home.
This little piggy bought a shotgun. This little piggy sang a song. This little piggy's got the Constitution memorized. This little piggy can't be wrong.
This little piggy cried
wee, wee, wee
all the way home.
this little piggy cry. Wee, 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 all the way home. This little piggy ran for office.
Office.
This little piggy rides the bus.
Rides the bus.
This little piggy's got a $50 suntan. This little piggy betrayed the public trust. This little piggy cried, me, 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 don't leave me all alone. This little piggy cried, don't leave me alone. All the pigs in Piggville, I can count them on your toes. And tell you how the winds of this world blow. Frightened little piggies see them run, 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 run. The lives they live won't let those piggies go. Little piggy works on Wall Street. This little piggy has no home. This little piggy eats his bacon every morning. This little piggy sleeps alone. This little piggy cries, wee, 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 all the way home. This little piggy cries, wee, 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 all the way home. Some little piggies go to market. Some little piggies, they stay home. Some little piggies eat prime rib and potatoes. Some little piggies get the bone. But all us little piggies cry, wee, 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 can't find our way home. All us little piggies, we can't find our way home.
Our way home.
Can't find our way home. We can't find our way.
Thank you. You just never know who's going to get off the bus up here. So, you know, I've tried to read Jane Austen. And, you know, I really just think we need to attach a story that has, like, Soviet spies to those stories, just to add something besides just trying to, you know, live another generation without working. But I must be missing something, because they're vastly popular in almost... among my family members, but I just think a dose of Soviet spies would be great. So there was this story a long time ago, and it was written by the Jews who were wandering around in the wilderness, but they hadn't been wandering that long, and they told this story about this righteous person who God was kind of a bit pompous about, and the devil comes along, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, and says, yeah, well, look at all you've given him. Of course he's a righteous man, and he's going to be faithful to you. And then God says, yeah, you know, you take everything away from him, and he'll still be faithful to me. And the devil says, you want to bet? And God says, you're on. So they make this deal, and then, of course, all these bad things happen to Job, and then... Job remains faithful, and then Job gets everything back tenfold. So that's a lot of camels and sons and daughters. But so that's one story. But apparently, so that's one story that happened a long time ago. A long time ago, but not quite so long ago. Another story was written about a guy who had a lot of bad things happen to him, and And he's wondering, what's the deal? I'm a good person. So he goes to all his neighbors and asks them, what's the deal? You know, why do bad things happen to me? You know, and the neighbors say, oh, you must have done something bad. And he goes, well, nothing that bad. And finally, Job is the character. He goes to God and says, so what's the deal? You know, and God looks back at him and just kind of says something like, can you make goats? Who are you to ask me this question? You know, lists all the great things God can do and says, you know, this is just not a question that, so God doesn't give him an answer. And I think what happened was that middle story, so if you look at the Bible, there's like the prose story at the beginning and the end. That's the older part. And that's back before the Jews were so jaded. And the middle part happened later after they'd been wandering around a longer time. And that middle story, I think, made people uncomfortable. So they added Soviet spies to it or something to the effect. They attached those two stories together. And so to be honest, I feel like sometimes when I go to God, as I understand God, with that question of what's the deal, what's the deal? When you look at, you know, just things that have happened in the last 2 days, and you just and to me, that middle story that doesn't have an answer is, I think, an important one to live with. And so, so here's a story. I figure if there's two Job stories, there can be a third Job story. So on this third Job story, Job lives in Seattle. I think he's in his 30s. And he works at a bakery downtown, and he lives like right off of Greenwood. He catches the number 5 bus downtown to go to work. But he's always worried as he comes up the crest of that hill, up, you know, going up to Greenwood, that he's gonna miss the bus, that it's gonna go by, and who knows. Anyway, so this is called Job's Lament. It's high poetry. Okay, just warning you. Had an extra slice of toast, and I missed my bus. Had an extra slice of toast, and I missed my bus. I missed my bus, cuz I had an extra slice of toast. You see the form? I was late for work, and I lost my job. I was late for work, and I lost my job. I lost my job, cuz I was late. Very good. Won't you tell me, please, somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky? Won't you tell me, please, somebody explain it to me why I just missed my bus? I'm not a bad guy. My baby left me, said I'm a no good man. She up and left me, said I'm a no good man, a no good man. I ain't get no loving, can't get to sleep. The locust ate my garden, the wolf ate my sheep. Ate the shepherds too, even got Bo Peep. Won't you tell me to please, somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky? Won't you tell me please, somebody explain it to me why I just missed my bus? I'm not a bad guy. So I'm gonna go find the answer. So I go to God with the question. My God, what evil have I done? You took away my camels, my daughters and my sons. And all it does is rain here, never see the sun. So I think I'm going to unlock all the secrets of the universe. The problem of evil, why the good don't get good and the bad do get good, and And so I'm excited. I'm waiting for the answer, but I just get a little bit of practical advice instead. Don't have that extra slice of toast. Joby, put it down. Grab your hat and coat. Don't be hanging around. Just get on that bus, Job. It's going downtown. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody tell me why this storm of trouble is raining from the sky. Won't you tell me, please? Somebody explain it to me why I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. I just missed my bus. I'm not a bad guy. Thank you. So here's a song I wrote in my 60s, it's a true story about a dad and a daughter and heroin addiction and prayer, and it, this would qualify as one of those what's the deal, God, kind of things. And so the daughter is doing great, and she and I would both say that in spite of the trauma that it has left on both of us and people around us, that we're much more content with the person that we are right now than we were before all this shit happened. So, let's see if I can pull it off. Okay. So this is called Kyrie, Lord Have Mercy. She must have listened to the preacher when she was a kid, hanging with the kind of folks that Jesus did, looking for the love where it was mostly hid. But she wasn't Jesus. She saw herself as someone living on the edge, watching the abyss from a precarious ledge. Maybe that is when the darkness got into her head. Oh, Jesus. Bye-bye, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the nothing, and one for the pain, and one for the little girl who lives on the lane. That better when people aren't watching. Trust me. Now she don't know who to trust or who to betray. She ain't looking for the light of a brighter day. She's just groping in the night, can't find the way. Ooh, Jesus. Now it feels like a long shot, but I don't care. Bet the horses, shoot the dice. I'm rolling a prayer, good Lord. Have mercy if you're out there. Oh, Jesus. Bye-bye, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the love and one for the loss. And one for the one who's hanging on a cross.
Bad, bad black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full. One for the nothing and one for the pain. And one for the little girl who lives on the lane. Thank you. So when I sang that song for Mary Morgan, I said, you know, I don't really want to sing this song if you don't want me to sing it, because it's really too, and she just said, you know, there's so much silence and shame around addiction that let's just blast it open and tell the truth and tell our stories. And she's telling her story all the time, and very proud. I'm proud of her. Okay. Thank you. So this is a song. Now we'll get to some real songwriters here. This is a song by Tom Waits, one of my favorites. There, and Martha's going to join me. I got caught up. Okay. So this is called Time, and you'll catch on to your part. You just say time, 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 time. It's time. What do we say? It's time that you love. It's time, time, time. Yeah, there we go. It'll come up numerous times. Well, the smart money's on Harlow, and the moon is in the street. The shadow boys are breaking all the laws. You're east of East St. Louis, and the wind is making speeches, and the rain sounds like a round of applause. And Napoleon is weeping in a carnival saloon. His invisible fiancé's in the mirror. The band is going home. It's raining hammers, it's raining nails. And it's true, there's nothing left for him down here. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. They all pretend they're orphans and their memories like a train. You can see it getting smaller as it pulls away. The things you can't remember tell the things you can't forget. That history puts a saint in every dream. Well, she said she'd stick around until the bandages came off. But these mama's boys just don't know when to quit. And Matilda asked the sailors, are those dreams or are those prayers? So close your eyes, son, this won't hurt a bit. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. Well, things are pretty lousy for a calendar girl. The boys just dive right off the cars and splash into the street. And when they're on a roll, she pulls a razor from her boot, and a thousand pigeons fall around her feet. So put a candle in the window and a kiss upon his lips, while the dish outside the window fills with rain. Just like a stranger with the weeds in your heart, pay the fiddler off till I come back again. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time. And it's time, time, time that you love.
and it's time, time, time. So there was a guy up here a few weeks ago named Bob, and he has a son named Josh, and we got to, and Josh is a pretty well-known singer-songwriter, entertainer, Josh Ritter, and his dad, Bob Ritter, was here, and I got to talk to him a little bit about, he's sort of like a celebrity-in-law, right? Anyway, we got to sing, Marta and I had an open mic night, got to sing Getting Ready to Get Down, a song of his, while his dad sat in the audience. This is another of his songs, and I'll see if I can. You guys know well enough. Why don't you come a little closer? It's called Kathleen. Let me just make sure I'm tuned. I listened to a recording of myself playing here in 1985, and I was going in and out of these open tunings, and of course we didn't have tuners then, and I was just nailing it in like 10 seconds, and I listened, and I was like, how's that guy do that? I cannot do it anymore, that's for sure, even with a device. Okay. So this is a song by Warren Zevon. So we left our home of 30 years, Karen and I, and we're headed for the sea. And this is a song about witness, and I just am so grateful to have walked and witnessed the life of my life partner and to have been witnessed through thick and thin. And this song, I think of her. Okay. Yo-ho-ho and a bottle of rum, hoist the mainsail, here I come. Ain't no room on board for the insincere. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, but we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out of here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Long ago, we laughed at shadows. Lightning flashed and thunder followed us. It could never find us here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. Followed us, it could never find us here. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I was born to rock the boat. Some may sink, but we will float. Grab your coat, let's get out of here. I'm your witness, you're my mutineer. You're my witness, I'm your mutineer. I'm your mutineer. Thank you. We're coming near the end here. So for those of you who, yeah. Anyway, this is so. This winter, I was privileged to live with an incredible group of people here at Holden Village, and we got to, you know, in October, because we practiced a very strict protocol and in consultation with medical people and with lawyers and. You know, a good advice from the Holden board, we were able to kind of be a single pod of 35 people or so. And so, you know, we probably got a little sick of each other from time to time, but we got to sing. So one of the first songs that we sang as a choir, I'm going to sing for you. This is for all you dear choir people from the winter and for all of you. But can sing. Consider the lilies, they toil not, neither do they spin, neither do they spin. Yet Solomon in his glory was not arrayed as these. In all his glory was not arrayed as these. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which lives today and burns tomorrow, blessing. I want to teach you, and then either one more song or, well, we'll talk about that when we get to it. this is a chant that I made up this fall, and the words are, bless the elder, bless the child, bless the beast out in the wild. Let's try that. Bless the elder, bless the child, bless the beast out in the wild, okay? And then, bless the joy and bless the grief, bless the stem and bless the leaf. Bless the joy and bless the grief, bless the stem and bless the leaf. Bless the heart of God, bless the heart of God. Bless the heart of God, bless the heart of God. So I'll sing it through maybe four times and just jump on it as you can. And then this is really just a sneaky way to teach it to you so that when we do the prayer on the cross thing on Thursday, you'll know it. Bless the elder, bless the child, bless the beast out in the wild. Bless the joy, bless the grief, bless the stem and bless the leaf. Bless the heart of God. Bless the heart of God. Bless the elder. Bless the elder. Bless the child. Bless the beast out in the wild. Bless the joy. Bless the grief. Bless the stem and bless the leaf. Bless the heart of God.
Bless the heart of God.
Now you can find the harmonies if you can.
Bless the elder, bless the child, bless the beast out in the wild. Bless the joy, bless the grief, bless the stem and bless the leaf. Bless the heart of God, bless the heart of God.
Thank you. All right, so for those of you who want an encore, for those of you who want an encore, this is the last song. For those of you who don't, we have two more songs.
That joke at least as long as Milena has been alive, and you got such a good laugh, so I'm very happy for you.
Innocent victims. So my oldest daughter and I were at Folk Life when she was maybe in third or fourth grade, and we saw this guy standing there with a plastic vodka bottle with coins in it in one hand, and an accordion on, and he was playing the chords on the accordion, and he was singing this song, and I wept the first time I heard it, and I've been singing it ever since. So and now, you know, I would just tell you, singing with these daughters is just the best thing.
And if you know the end sing-along
oh,
part,
yes.
Just weep.
Oh, there's more to tell. Yes, we have to imagine at the end we'll be singing something. You have to imagine that this is like a post-apocalyptic time where like we're in some kind of cave or in some sequestered village in the middle of nowhere, and bad things have happened, and we're just like, there's fear everywhere, but we are insisting on joy. That's the attitude. You can imagine, if you want to, that you've had several. That's too fast, yeah.
One day the snow began to fall, and slowly, inch by inch, covered up the earth, till finally the top of the tallest buildings were lost beneath. The powdered sea is quiet as a shadow's grave. And we say that the world isn't dying. And we pray that the world isn't dying. Just maybe the world isn't dying. Maybe she's heavy with child. One night a woman took my hand. So I left my home and followed her into an icy field. When I wanted to go back, I'd lost the way. So she beckoned me to lie beneath the stone that always bore my name. And we say that the world isn't dying. And we pray that the world isn't dying. And just maybe the world isn't dying. Maybe she's heavy with child. One morning we woke up in an alley to the smell of urine, alcohol,
trash and gasoline.
With a dim sense of a notion, we held something in our hands that was bigger than us or God, and we could never touch again.
that the world isn't dying. And we pray that the world isn't dying. Just maybe the world isn't dying. I've been looking at the symptoms for a while. Maybe she's heavy with child.
Big and raucous.
Thank you. You've been great. Okay, if you insist. Dane and Jeannie Malena, is Nancy Arby in the room? Yes. Anybody who's ever sung this with us, this is Caledonia. Caledonia is the old name for Scotland, and I will just say this is, we've spent almost a year here now, and in 2 weeks we will get on the bus and leave, and our hearts will break, and we are so grateful for those broken hearts, and this is kind of a goodbye song. Tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. That I needed proving. I have lost the friends that I needed losing. Found others on the way. Oh, I have tried and kept on trying. Stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying. I have traveled hard, sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. And let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room.
The flames that couldn't get any higher, they're withered now, they're gone.
But I'm steady thinking, and my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken and the kisses flown, I will disappear.
And let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad.
Caledonia's been everything I've ever had.
Good night. Song I was teaching the kids in Narnia last week, and we came to the word love, and we decided we're going to say lub, lub. It's by the Trogs, of course.
I feel it in my fingers. I feel it in my toes.
Sing it if you know it.
Old people do. Love, it's all around me, and so the feeling grows. You can light your lighters. It's written in the wind.
It's everywhere I go.
There you go. Yeah, there we go, Schmitty's.
So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can depend. I see your face before me as I lay on my bed. I cannot get to thinking of all the things you said, oh yeah.
You gave your promise to me, and I gave mine to you. I need someone beside me in everything I do.
Oh yes, I do.
You know I love you, I always will. My mind's made up by the way that I feel. There's no beginning, there'll be no end. 'Cause on my love, you can depend. Oh, it's written in the wind. It's everywhere I go.
So if you really love me,
come on and let it,
let it show.
Come on and let it.
Thank you.